Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. And he has so many wonderful things to say and share with his people. He loves us truly and dearly. We talked yesterday about how it's worth it to walk according to the divine living love of God. His love is the way you go. If you stay in the love of God, you'll continually focus on him. Jesus said, if your eyes be full of light, if your eyes be single, your whole body will be full of light. Now look, this is a purification from the love of God. If your eye be single, all of your motives, your thoughts, your desires, your plans are motivated and guided by the love of God, the knowledge of God, the wisdom of God. The Lord will see spiritual wealth gets on your life through obedience. If you love God, you will obey him. It goes hand in hand. You can't love God and be disobedient. It just won't work. It takes meanness to be in your heart to be disobedient. It takes a form of doubt, forms of doubt and unbelief, false desires, the wrong things to keep you interested in doing the wrong things, and to have evil motives. You have to be separated from the love of God, because when you receive only the love of God, his word, the intended meaning of his word, the sincere meaning of his word. That's what I'm trying to say. The sincere meaning of his word. When you receive that, you can combat the false things. And the way we win in the realm of authority, having authority, we first got to be subject to God. And how are you going to be subject to God if you disagree with him? And then resist the devil and he will flee from you, in that order. When you stay in the love of God, everything starts working. Even though you lack knowledge, God will cause you to perform the word. Not against your will. It'll be your will. You'll be trying and endeavoring to do all the stand. And you'll operate in the word sometimes before you realize that you have. And you'll understand things before you can explain it. That's how life is in the spirit. The Lord will cause me to understand it, operate in it, and I do my best to explain it. Because when your eye be single, your whole body will be full of light. Just imagine that for a moment. Your thoughts, the patterns of your thoughts, the way you think, will be governed by the love of God. And when you love the world, your heart hardens against God. When you love God, your heart actually hardens against the world system, the satanic world system. Satan is the god of this world, the small g god of this world. Spell it. He's not God. He's the god of this world. He got his authority from man. Because God gave man the lease of the earth. And Satan used deception and trickery and tempted Adam. And he decided of his own free will to yield on purpose against what God said. Now, Eve was deceived. She should have stuck with the secondhand information. God told Adam, and Adam told her. And for a while, she was resilient. But when she started considering the words and thoughts of the serpent, she saw that, she looked at the tree. He was presenting the tree, and there was a tree to be desired to make one wise. The fruit looked tasty. It didn't look evil. And she wasn't trying to do evil. She was trying to do good. But when she did it, and Adam saw that there was no change. You can't go by what you see. You can't go by good things, how wonderful things look. And he was interested. His resilience broke down. His curiosity went up. And he decided to blatantly sin. And that's how Satan stole the lease of the earth. Not ownership. Satan doesn't own the planet. But until man's lease is up, he will do things. He will operate. Now the word says, he who letteth will let. It's talking about the church, God's people. Satan, the Lord taught me this a long time ago, many in the 80s, the mid-80s, after I got called to the ministry. Well, late 80s, maybe about 88 or 89. But back then, he said, I allow what you allow. If you study the word of God, Jesus said, what you bind on earth, talking to his disciples, is bound in heaven. What you loose or allow is allowed in heaven. That's why the false prophet and the beast can't be deployed like Satan wants them to. They have to do sneaky stuff in the dark. They can't be revealed openly because the church will shut it down. The true people of God will shut it down. The false teachers won't. They'll smooth it over like they always do. The wolves I'm talking about. They are sheep and they are goats. And then the wolves. Now the wolves are people who know better but blatantly do wrong. Sheep are God's people who sincerely love him. And the goats are those who love the world. They came to the Lord, you know, they are wheat and tare. They said the prayer. They prayed for Jesus to save them. They say they love Jesus. They sing the songs. They sing the hymns. Just like in Ezekiel's day. When Ezekiel used to preach, they say they honor your word like it's a beautiful song, but inside they don't believe it. They don't trust it. That's how goats are. Henry Grover said they always go to the highest precipice to be. They move themselves up in positions. They're position oriented. They're looking at status. They want to be over people. They want to be above others. No different than Satan did, whether they're qualified or not. Now, in one of yesterday, the first broadcast, I mentioned something. I didn't elaborate on it, but I mentioned how I wouldn't want to do something that I'm not sanctioned for. There are many good works out there, and God anoint other people and sanction them to do them. But he sanctioned me to do what I do. And I only do what he sanctioned me to do. If I'm not sanctioned to do it, that's for somebody else. I pray that it works for them. I'm not supposed to just go and start doing other people's assignments. Only what I'm sanctioned for, what I'm trained for. That's where the anointing will work right. But if God called me to be an apostle. He taught me, he gave me the revelation I needed to do what I'm doing now. And he did it for a long time. He taught me a lot of things back in the 80s and the 90s, early 2000s. And I used to want to teach it, but I couldn't do it because I wasn't sanctioned to let it go yet. I wasn't sanctioned to teach it yet. And he taught me when to start talking about those things. And wherever I preached, I couldn't go but so far. I couldn't teach some of the things that was for this time. He prepared me for it. Now, what if I just stopped and went and tried to get a building somewhere and start a church and be a pastor instead of an apostle? All right? He didn't anoint me to do it that way. That would only go so far. It wouldn't satisfy what God designed me to do. Or what if I tried to be an evangelist and set up appointments and do what I see other evangelists do, and I don't have an anointing for it? Somebody will say, well, if you're an apostle, you can do those things. If you're obedience comes first. Yes, you can. As an apostle, you can do things that way for a time. The Lord used apostles to start a church. They may do the work of an evangelist for a season, and they may pastor for a season, and then they move on. And they do other things that God prepared them to do. But God, it wouldn't work for me because God didn't take me that route, and I don't believe he will. what he tell you to do, what he commission you to do, what he sanction you to do, that's where your anointing is. That's where you're going to have his kind of success. But whatever you're doing is going to require your divine love. That's, you got to believe in what you're doing. And I've seen so many people, when they stop believing in what God called them to do, they quit. They want out. They don't believe it anymore. If you don't believe in what you're doing, and you look at circumstance, you're going to quit or fail or grudgingly do it. And you won't put your heart in it right. And you won't be as motivated by the love of God. Now, goats, they're motivated by position and prestige and preeminence. And then in their mind, they think that's what everybody is about. And, you know, if you go to a place and nobody knows you, and you act like Jesus, and you do the things that God say, and you never do the wrong things, and you're not trying to be something you're not, people will be suspicious of you in this modern day, because so many people are goats, and they act like they're goats. And goats understand goats. They don't trust people to be like Christ. They think that everybody's like they are. And then the sheep, they think that everybody's like they are, pure at heart. And they keep running into goats, and they get disappointed and disillusioned. And then there's wolves. They make merchandise out of God's holy blood. See, his people, he washed and he shed his blood to so we can enter the kingdom of God. He washed us in his blood. And they try to make merchandise of people that God have made holy in his blood. In Jesus' blood. That's how they treat him. They mishandle the holy things. I'm not going to hurt God's people. I'm not going to try to live off of them or make merchandise of them. If they don't help me, I'm not going to be offended. If they help me, I'm going to appreciate it and thank them for it. And I'm not going to give them false pretense to get them to do something I want them to do. But I want whoever helped me, I want it to be from the heart. I want God to select them and prepare them to help me. And I welcome all the help I can get. And then with that, I hope I'm wise enough to ask them to direct them in what to do. I depend on the Lord that way. If God build a house, it's a perfect work. Imperfect works don't last. We serve a holy God, and we have to be holy. We have to be like he is. As he is, so are we in this world. And as he is, so should we be in this world. Life is from the heart. If your eye be single, your whole body will be full of light. You'll drive out the darkness. My pastor said, when you study the word of God, demons fall off your life. And that, I was all ears. I wanted to hear more. I asked him questions, and he taught me. He said, habits fall off. The influence fall off. He explained it. And some people are so high-minded, they'll say, you're an apostle and you got a pastor. Yeah, the prophet is subject to the prophet. Paul just didn't say that for no reason. I wouldn't have it any other way. And I love my pastor. And he's actually a prophet. He's operating in two offices, basically. And I love him. See, when the Lord tell me the hard things, he may not realize, but the Lord always confirm it. And that, the anointing helps you stay steady and true. It helps you remain single-eyed. It's easy to get off on a tangent. And I said, Lord, what if I get off on a tangent? I don't ever want to do that. Because people that get off on tangents, they don't realize it. And they do damage before they do. But I don't fear evil. I said, one day the Lord gave me some instructions. And I couldn't. I was trying to judge it. And I said, wait a minute. I said, Lord, I'll do whatever you say. And whatever I do, I believe. I believe you said I'll do it. Now act on it. But if I miss it somewhere, I depend on you to guide me back. And so what I did, I kept thinking about, I got to do something. I don't want to get off or deviate from what God normally gives me to do. So I rebuked the spirit of deception. Sometimes you're deceived, you don't always know it. If you really believe something, you can believe it and you may not realize it. But see, the check in your spirit. If you have a check in your spirit, an unction from the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit will give you an unction for whatever you need Him to give you one for. If something's wrong, something's not right, search it out. You still got to do the research and find what the problem is. See, when people on tangents and don't know it, they continue. Their heart gets into a habit system of doing something, and things will stop working right. And the Lord will stop guiding you the way He did, because you deviated. So I spoke. I said, if there's any deception, I rebuke it now in Jesus' name. And I asked the Lord to guide me to do all that's in His heart. It's kind of like drugs. If you see that how drugs devastate people that were doing well, A students, godly people, and then they tried drugs and now their life gets in the gutter. When I saw this, I said, I'll never try that stuff. People smarter than me got on it and their life went south and they looked terrible. It did. So did alcohol, so did drugs, so did marijuana, all the things that, the negative things. People start committing adultery, their life goes south. So I said, Lord, I want you to help me not get in the gutter. I trusted that what happened to them, if I went that route, would happen to me. And I wanted to do everything God's way. And I wanted to do what He said. And I wanted to be pure in my heart. So that's what I prayed for. When I listen to Charles Capps about confessions, that's what I confess. I confess that I love God's will and I hate Satan's will. You can soften your heart to God and harden it against Satan. And when you can harden your heart against all satanic activity. You can harden your heart against all the lust of the flesh, the pride of life. Cold, even being lukewarm. And you can soften your heart to God so that you'll obey Him. I'm mighty in Him. I'm not mighty in me. And my plans are not that much of a match for Satan. Unless God give me the plan. If God build a house, His plan will work. And most of the time, if you're following God, whatever you're doing, it'll look from a worldly standpoint like it's not working. And people who think worldly won't believe in what you're doing. They'll consider it to be too small for them. Because the goats always love to get on the highest point of the precipice. They believe in what looks good, smells good, runs fast. They believe in skipping steps, going around. You know, it's kind of like heavy traffic. Everybody that know they got to be in a certain lane, they line up in that lane. And then you got some that will try to go around everybody and put themselves first. You know, in driving, that's one thing. You're just trying to get where you're going. You're late. Many people have done it. I've done that before. But in following God, no. You do it God's way. You do what He sanctions you to do. And you run at your pace, not at somebody else's. But when you do that, when your heart is single, your whole body will be full of life. You'll be able to be steadfast and unmovable, and you'll always abound in the works of the Lord. And you'll bear fruit that way. And eventually, the people who try to jump and go around God to get what they're after, they're going to envy you because your life is going to work when theirs falls apart. their life will fall apart. They just don't know it yet. Because they trust something. They trust the world. They trust Satan's ways. The wolves are not like the sheep. If you want to understand the wolf, you got to read 2 Peter chapter 2 and also the book of Jude. They will spell out a wolf. And then the goats. Diotrephes didn't want John to come and preach. He didn't want him around. He didn't want John around because he loved this world. He loved pride and prestige. He loved preeminence more than God. Now, being a preacher, he may have had a love for God or started out with one. But he ended up selling out for preeminence and pride, prestige. Dangerous things to do. And God loves us so much. He's ever patient with us. And he loves us. And he is our blessing. He will bless us in every way of life. And I thank the Lord that he does. I will do all that's in his heart. I will speak his word. I will perform his will. And I will do it with love. Because I love his people. I love his will. I love his ways. Now those who love this world system, they share a problem. And the problem they share is the fact that they can't succeed. They can't go forward. And they become sterile of life. See, and the opposite is true for them. If your eye be double, your whole body will be full of darkness over time. If you love the world somewhere and trust the world and act on it, the process against life will happen. And you begin to hate the things that of God and love the things of the world. And being double-minded will cause you to be unstable, untrustworthy. Now the enemy would rather for you to be in the middle. That's the sweet spot for him. He wants you to be in the middle. Halfway love God and halfway love the world. He can do more damage with a person that halfway love God and halfway love the world. Why? Because they're not detectable. They can operate in places where people, you know, they can deceive people. They look the same. They look good on paper. A lukewarm person can do more damage than a Satan worshiper. I mean, people will avoid him or be afraid of him. But a wolf, a Satan worshiper who preaches the gospel, man, that's you can't get any lower than that till you go to hell. And they can do more damage because people think they're all right and they're not. But God knows his people and he loves his own. I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mighty move in throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.